What's up, what's up, what's up, what's popping, what's happening, how are you doing? And welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Light Up with Maria! Hi guys! Welcome back to another episode of the podcast, and particularly the final episode of the Love Lounge series. Boy, 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 it has been a ride, okay? From the first two episodes with Tomi and Bayo Okewo to the third and the last episode with Lois and Leke Amo, it honestly has been a blast. Thank you for listening, thank you for sharing. And to kick off this episode, I thought we'll read a couple of messages from our listeners about the Love Lounge series, all right? So the first one we have is from John Titilue. So he sent a DM to our Instagram page and he says, "Hola, your podcast is a bang. I listened for the first time this week. Shout out to Toyosi. Extra shout out to Toyosi. And I really loved it. The Okewos were so real and it was refreshing. Shout out to them. And now I can't wait for part two of the Amols. I seriously need an MI in my life right now." All right. Thank you, John, for sending that in. Next is Femi. Femi is in Mississippi State, United States of America. So Femi says, "I listened to all of season 3 of the podcast, except the most recent one." In brackets, Femi, you need to go and listen to that one. Oh. Thank you. "I loved hearing the couple talk about their relationship and answer questions. They made me laugh and it was so refreshing. You're really, really great at this. And thank you for continuing to put out quality work." Thank you, Femi. Thank you so much for listening and glory to God. Third one we have is from Frida. Frida is in Cyprus. Hey, Frida. So Frida says, "I finally caught up on the last two episodes. Yes, it is 1 a.m., but that is how much I enjoyed them. Mariam, I sacrificed my sleep. Awesome job, and your guests are also so entertaining. I actually went to look out for the bodycon dress and red necklace that Leke mentioned. A man of God that carried I to the market. I stan." I stan too, Frida. Thank you for sharing. And the final one from Victoria in Lagos, and she says, "Hey Mariam, listening to your podcast for this week, amazing stuff. The last podcast was a blast. This week's episode, my mouth was open all through. Jeez." "It's really amazing and I've learned a lot so far. God's strength and wisdom. Please don't stop. The Amos are really interesting and amazing and they're so real." Thank you guys for sharing your feedback. I couldn't read all, but then these have made me so happy and it's so encouraging. And honestly, I can't thank you guys enough. On today's episode of the podcast, this is the final part with the Amols, and we're going to talk about parenthood, changes in marriage, conflict resolutions, what they admire about each other, and their commitment to one another. Let me not steal one more minute from this gist, so grab your popcorn and your juice, cause it's about to be lit! Can you share with me, say, one or two ways that parenthood has changed you? So how has being a mother or a father to the amazing Janie impacted your life?
No matter how much you prepare for parenting, you can never be prepared. And how has it changed me? Parenting has shown me God's sacrificial love. Like, that's the summary, if you want. God's sacrificial love, the sleepless nights, you sacrifice your time, your money, yourself, your everything
for this child.
Yeah. But then it's also very rewarding. So I guess, in a sense, I've gotten to understand God better by just being a parent. Because when you see that, the sacrifices I made are yielding fruits,
yeah,
it encourages you to continue to make sacrifices. And it also helps me check that the sacrifice God has made for me, are they yielding fruits? So it's really
fruitful.
Yeah, is my life fruitful? Is my life yielding results? Or did God's sacrifice just go?
That's really profound though. That's really profound. Essentially how your relationship with your daughter mirrors your relationship with God as well.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really profound. Nikki, what about you?
Okay, so what she says, sacrifice, and to top that is the fact that you never really know how much you can handle until God throws you into the deep end. For us, it was indeed the deep end. We wanted to wait a year before, you know, having our child. God stretched us, God expanded us. So for me, having to combine the home front, I mean, before it was just Lois.
I needed to, but
I'm coming home, Lois, my daughter, and then if anybody's around the house also who's come around to help, I have to think about that person before I then think about work. And sometimes I can be up till 2 a.m. doing something for work, and then I go to bed, wake up very early, and then I'm out again. For the times that she was in the hospital, that's my daughter now, I called it boarding house for her, because every single day for about a week plus, about 10 days, I would have to go to the hospital first, check her in the morning before I head to work, and then after work, I check her again in the afternoon before going home, because she was in the incubator for that long. So all those periods where, you know, I didn't know I could do that. I look back now, I'm like, wow, really, I could do this. And then there are times when we wake up in the middle of the night, honestly, I've not had a good day, and then here I am having another long night, and then I wake up again early in the next morning, I'm off to work. God really stretched and expanded us, and you know, there were a few projects that I also needed to execute in those periods. Thank God my wife is supportive, but no matter what, a lot still needs to get done in the home as well. So I'm happy. I'm surprised sometimes when she even gives me positive feedback to say, you're an amazing father, you're an amazing husband. I'm like, really? I thought I'm really not available for you guys as much. But, you know, I thank God for, you know, God is helping us to marry and manage all.
So you see, essentially, parenthood has stretched you.
It's stretched.
It's shown you, like, you could handle much more than you ever thought you could handle. How do you guys handle conflicts? Would you say, like, they're like strategic things, or, you know, things you put in place to resolving conflict?
I think it's possible to put things in place without realizing actually you put some things in place. The fact that we talk about everything, and that's a structure, trust me, it's important to talk about everything. And Lois, even if I don't want to talk about it, she will want to talk about it.
Of course, the Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your hunger.
Lois would not sleep if she's upset about something. I can sleep. But she would not sleep.
It's not Mali. If somebody is sleeping and they're upset about something, it's not Mali.
Me, I am not. Trust me, I am not upset. As far as I'm concerned, she needs time. We need time to think about it. I just feel, you know what, when we wake up in the morning, because it's also possible it might become a heated argument, and I don't think it's safe to talk about it. But, you know, she feels, you know what, it can be heated if we love and respect each other.
Yeah.
And yes, we do love and respect each other. I have a tendency to raise my voice, and since day minus 0.1, not day 7, she had made it clear she doesn't like anybody raising voices.
That's
of course, I do sleep sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't remember last time I slept, baby. You need to give me credit for that, really.
Let's clap off for this.
I do have a tendency to raise my voice. She doesn't like that. And I feel, you know what, if we talk about this, then I can raise my voice. So let's just keep quiet about it.
Yeah.
Hardly ever goes beyond 24 hours. Whatever the issue is, we talk about it.
Right. So essentially, talking about everything is your conflict resolution.
Yes, because see, the thing about it, why I am like that is, if I don't talk about it, I will act it. And trust me, you do not want me to act it for you.
Why
is it
right now?
Let's talk about it.
That thing
no,
can be painful.
I know that the Holy Spirit is still something the Holy Spirit is working on in me, but my God.
Lois will carry it on her face.
Right.
And I, on the other hand, the whole house is heavy.
Yes,
it's like the roof is on my head. I feel like I'm crouching in my home. When my wife has it all over her face that something is, she's not happy about something.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not even about me.
Yeah, true.
It's about somebody else or something else. And she has that face, and I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I think I've done something wrong. And I also throw a face like, I beg, you don't know what I'm dealing with right now. I can't just deal. I can't just deal with you. And then she goes, are you not going to talk? Can't you see that I'm not happy about something? Like, and I'm like, babe, sometimes I tell her, you know what? Just tell me.
Because
you leave me confused. In my head, I see that face, I'm like, what have I done wrong? I begin to think about it. Did I remember to flush? She could be upset about just, and sometimes when
something
she even says
so
what upsets her, you're like, okay, so this thing.
So really, this is it?
Okay, no problem. All right, I'm sorry. And that's another thing. It really doesn't cost me to say I'm sorry. It's just important. Talk about it, also understand times, and sometimes it's the other way around. The way we're talking now, it's like I'm the troublesome guy that really looks for our trouble a lot.
But Lois defined trouble.
Yeah.
She defined trouble. I just
It's just also important to play light or make light of. Well, so those were one of the things I loved about her, the fact that we could play. As in, we could play. She was troublesome. She was like, as in, Andrew Lloyd can be troublesome, eh? But I loved it. I loved the fact that she had that play
loved
instinct.
It. Sorry.
I love it. I love it.
So tell me three things or four things or five things, to be honest, that you love about your spouse.
She has a short threshold for grudges. She cannot last. Oh, Lois cannot last 24 hours. Even if I won't hold a grudge in my head. I think I don't hold a grudge. Like I can do without talking about it. But as far as she's concerned, until it's being talked about, until we are both on the same page about this thing, we've not settled it. And it's beautiful. It's helped our relationship, honestly. So it helps me to understand. Sometimes I'm even happy that we have those conflicts, because it bonds us more and also helps me understand her better, helps her understand me better. Some lovely conversations about my past that I didn't remember to tell her before we got married have come up as a result of those conflicting situations, because the conflicts sometimes remind me of the past. Then she's fine. I mean, she's sometimes she passes in front of me, I'm busy, and then I get ideas like babe. I'm not supposed to be thinking in this direction. Young man, shake yourself.
Yeah.
Especially now that we're working from home, we're doing lots of online work. Man. She's a great mom. Or let me not say mom. She's a great homemaker. Let me just stop here as finale. The fact that she's, you know, God-fearing. It was one of the things. Okay, so I had a list of things I wanted in a woman, but you know, it was one of the things I quickly ticked off, the fact that she respects and loves God. So everything else didn't matter, but that one thing, the fact that sometimes while we were dating, there were issues I honestly didn't feel comfortable to tell her or discuss with her about, that I felt, you know, if I tell her about it, she might be thinking I'm referring to something else or stuff like that. And I just, you know what, HS, that's, I learned that HS slang from her.
Oh yeah, Lois is HS for Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I used to want a pet name for the Holy Spirit. So it was one of the things at that first conversation, when I heard her say HS, I was like, what's that? And she said Holy Spirit. Like, I used to call him, I don't remember what I used to call him now, but it just didn't make sense anymore. That HS just blended. So like, HS, you just have to talk with her about this, as I don't get. And then when I come home mainland, and then she's like, you know, babe, I'm sorry. Like, sorry for what? Like, you said this thing, this, and I honestly didn't get it, but you know, I thought about it and I have a better understanding. Like, chai!
That fixes it. Right,
child.
Right, right.
And she still does it till date.
Right.
Till date. Right. As in, she talks with the Holy Spirit about these things, and I'm like, you know, God. So for me, that's the most important.
Really. Oh, wow, this is like, they're really profound things, though. Let's look at you now. Snack.
Glory to Jesus.
Three course meal, six course meal. Love to see it. Wife material all over. What about you, Lois?
Okay, so things I like. Leke is both a teacher and teachable. It's rare, because a lot of times you have teachers who are not teachable. They feel like they know everything. But Leke listens, especially when you go to the Holy Spirit first and ask for insight. That's something that I really love. Then he's very playful. You think, you people think I'm troublesome or playful? I'm learning work. No, Maria.
You're both playful, and so that's a good match.
No, Leke is more playful.
Right,
okay. Sometimes we'll be having a serious conversation. I'm like, babe, I'm serious. I'm serious too, and he's laughing. Ogbeni, I'm serious.
Right.
It's what helps dispel too much seriousness. I beg, stop today, form. Maybe calm down. We go still settle the matter.
Right.
You know that. And he's accountable. Uncle na planner. He's not just planning surprises or planning budgets down to the last couple. For the love of God, they usually say that, oh, a woman keeps the money. I'm not frivolous or spendthrift or anything, but when it comes to doing the budget, this is department. Like, when you're done, let me see. Okay, so this, why this, why this? Okay, fine. We have never had an argument. Oh, no.
About money or budget.
He is so good with it. Like, sometimes I'm just jealous. Yeah. And I've been praying, Father, Lord, please teach me this thing. Because it's not every time that I will be available. Lord, teach me.
Right.
Right. You know, so yeah, that when I look at how he relates with our daughter, I just smile because God answered all the prayers I prayed before I got married. He is intentional, he's deliberate, he's fun, and then he sings for her, composes songs for her, puts her to bed almost every night, you know, dances with her. Lastly is the fact that, you know, he has a heart for kids. You know, and it's just amazing because now I see how much of a blessing it is when it comes to our daughter, when it comes to discipline, when it comes to modeling. I mean, there are a lot of things that she's picked up from us that we didn't teach her, we just modeled it. And weren't even conscious when we're doing it. So yeah, I really appreciate that.
This is final. It's less of a question, to be honest. Say maybe for like 1 minute to restate your vows to her, your commitment to her, your promises to her.
I'm opening your eyes. All right, so Lois, I love you. I admire. Did I say admire?
I said admire. Oh my
God. Bad girl. Ibadan, let that be.
We take that.
Ibadan, let that be about. Okay, once again. Okay, Lois, I love you, I admire you, I admire God in you. That was my very first attraction. It will always be my attraction to you. And I know that God in you is like a seed sown on fertile ground and will continue to grow and grow and grow because you have been a great source of influence to our daughter, especially. Here you are talking about how such a fantastic father I am to her. I believe that her primary influence next to God is you. I think I come third place, and I believe that God is taking you to greater places, and I'll be happy to be your sidekick on that journey. I'll be very happy to be called husband of Lois. I look forward to us growing old and then our grandchildren looking at us from a distance and saying thank God for the kind of module that we make of a Christian home doing relationship or marriage God's way. And I pray that the Lord God will continue to make us a blessing to our own disciples at home and to other disciples who God will send into our homes.
Amen. Amen. And the Church of God says what?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Okay, Lois, what about you?
I don't think I was right now.
No, you do. Lois, eyes are moist.
Right. Liki, it's really been fun doing life with you. Like, I look back and I really can't picture doing life with anybody. Earlier today, I was talking to Miriam about some other guys and, you know, their fine qualities and all that. But it was just bants because none of them compares to all your fine qualities. None of them. You have stood by me in my lowest. I mean, yeah, it's expected that husbands do that, but babe, you have stretched. If you think I've stretched, you stretch double. You have become stretchy on this marriage journey, and we're just barely 3 years in. I am so grateful that I said yes to you, and I reaffirm my commitment to being your helpmate, helping you be the man that God will have you be, helping you be the husband and father that God will have you be, and influencer that God will have you be, because babe, you are an influencer and you are called to nations. And like you said of me, I would be proud to say, oh yeah, don't you know her? That's Lake's wife.
Come on.
Looking all hot and creamy. Yo, 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 in the building. Focus.
I thank God for you, really. And I pray that the oil on your head will not run dry and that you will continually do God's agenda. You will continually be in the center of God's will. I love you.
Oh, aww. God. You're so cute. Oh,
I started
God.
With I love you. She ended with I love you. Wow.
Oh, wow. Love to see. Fam, this has been really amazing. Honestly speaking, thank you, Leke and Lois, for gracing my studio. And I pray that even like good wine, as you guys age in life and in marriage, I pray that, you know, your marriage will taste sweeter with years.
Amen.
Pray that God will keep you guys. So this is Celebrity Podcast, guys, just to remind you again. Okay, this is premium content here. But yeah, thank you so much, guys, for pulling through for this episode.
We're back. As you can tell, I had such an amazing time with the Amols on this episode. I trust you learned a thing or two. Now, talking about learning things, to wrap up the Love Lounge, our special February series, I thought to share the top things I learned from the Okeowos and the Amols. Are you ready? Number one, it's key to have God at the center of your heart before any man or any woman. God still has sons and daughters outside, so trust Him to give the best to us. Two, long distance can work with commitment and intentionality. Make up your mind to make it work. With God's help, it will work. All right? Number three, if you're desiring a relationship, keep an open mind on matchmaking. God really has the best intentions for us again, and He'll connect us through people around us. Number four, on managing sexual tension, physical location is important. As often as practicable, be in the company of others and engage in outdoor activities. Create boundaries as well. For some, it may be a no kissing policy like the Okeowos, and for others, it may be a period of time you keep away, aka the kiss fast, just like the Amols. Five, and finally, communication is key for conflict resolution and for bonding. Talk often, sort it out by talking it out. All right? All in all, God is the glue. Now, God is the glue that holds love, relationships, families, friendships, and marriages together. Have God remain in the center of it all. All right? I trust you learned a lot here and there. Be sure to share this episode with a friend and kindly rate the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Leave a review if you can as well. The more stars and reviews we have, the more reachable the podcast gets. There's still our Valentine's Love playlist for your listening pleasure and leisure. Okay, be sure to check it out on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Follow us on social media at lightup_withmariam or shoot us a message at lightupwithmariam@gmail.com. Thank you for listening again and again and again. And remember, God is not a secret to be kept. Sending you all my love, signing out, Mariam, the Light Up Girl.